This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
St. Matthew's in the City and Auckland Community Church have been together in the same building for the last probably 30-odd years, and we are the gay and lesbian, bisexual, transgender largest community church here in New Zealand. There's usually about 40 or 50 people that come to our evening services, which is great. And we're just a very open and accepting community, and we have straight people that come along, and people of different faiths even, but yeah.
When you say you're kind of gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual church, what does that mean?
What does that mean? It means that when Christ died on the cross, he died on the cross with his arms wide open, and he didn't exclude anyone. And for a very, very long time, and gays and lesbians, bisexual, transgender people have felt, as a minority group, excluded from faith and church services, and really been denied their spirituality. So we're turning that on its head. We're a unique church which sort of evangelizes to say, you know, God loves everyone, and God loves gays and lesbians just as much as the straight brothers and sisters.
What does that mean in practical terms, in terms of what the church does or doesn't do?
What the church does and doesn't do? Well, I guess when the Anglican, we're a non-denominational church, so that's sort of quite important to make a sort of statement about that firstly. Whereas St. Matthew's in the City is an Anglican church, Auckland Community Church is non-denominational. But it's interesting because we're still, you know, there are people that come to our services from all different walks of life. Some of them are Anglican, some of them are Catholic, some of them are Methodist. And, you know, when there is an occasion when they're looking at Anglican ministers and whether they're going to be ordained gay and lesbian ministers, we're there at the forefront, and we've been asked about these issues and saying, putting a unique voice across that, you know, it's okay for our ministers to be gay and lesbian, and actually we need gay and lesbian ministers to support our community. We're crying out for it. You know, Jesus went out, and he went out to, he talks about leaving 99 to go and get that one lamb. And my point of view and my spirit where it's at is that the gay and lesbian community is that 1%, and those people that come from conservative Christian backgrounds that are denying that 1% aren't doing Jesus's work.
How did the Auckland Community Church start?
Auckland Community Church started way back, even before the legislative changes started with the sex reform bill, way back when. And St. Matthew's realised that there was a need. St. Matthew's had always had a bit of a history with helping the impoverished around the community, helping set up the Auckland City Mission. But they also realised that there was a need with a small group of gay and lesbian people wanting to have a faith service. It wasn't an integrated service with their own, but they ended up giving some space aside so that we could start our own little church, and it just grew and grew from there.
How is the church, or is the church, aligned with other churches, either nationally or internationally?
Right. We're kind of at the forefront with, people know about Auckland Community Church maybe through St. Matthew's in the City, because of St. Matthew's sort of widely known billboards and controversy and stuff like that. We're also aligned in a sort of funny sort of way with the Metropolitan Community Church, and there is a Metropolitan Community Church here in Auckland. We would like to combine both churches. That's sort of something in the pipeline that I'd like to see happen, but there's obviously some history that goes along with that which has prevented it thus far. And Metropolitan Community Churches, if you look online, you'll see them throughout the world. It's a huge movement, especially through parts of America, and very supportive network of gay-friendly churches, not just for gays and lesbians. They're definitely, you know, for the straight community as well, but it's definitely a different philosophy and really welcoming everybody, the whole rainbow community, not just the black and white.
you mentioned that St. Matthew has things like billboards and that are kind of really pushing
the boundaries
in terms of messages. Things like the Jesus should come out billboard for Christmas and marriage equality. Does Auckland Community Church have any say in terms of what kind of billboards are going outside St. Matthew?
No, not really. St. Matthew's have its own people that organise the billboards, and I know Clay quite well. He's going to be the minister at my civil union come March. So, I mean, I love Clay to bits. I'm sure his controversy and some of the publicity that's come out of the billboards has been really positive for St. Matthew's, but also very negative. Like, I'm sure... I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this, but he's received death threats and awful things because people can't just take the debate and just sort of see this as a point of, you know, creating a dialogue. And I think the billboards have a place in society. As chairperson of Auckland Community Church, I'm very proud to say, you know, we support St. Matthew's with the work that they do. But at the same time, there are members of our parish who aren't as liberal with their philosophies, with their Christian philosophies, and probably find it quite difficult to sort of come to terms with how liberal some of these billboards are and can be offended by them, which is interesting because I always thought gays and lesbians would be the most liberal of Christians out there, but, you know, not everyone's the same. So
what have some of the responses been?
Well, I think the one that really got everyone's attention was probably Mary and the billboard that says God's a hard act to follow. And I thought that was humorous and I could have a good laugh about that. But I know that there are some members of our parish that found that, you know, quite offensive. And I can see that. I can, you know, it's sort of a personal thing, and with art and sometimes with politics or, you know, whatever the agenda is, it can rub people up the wrong way. And I'm sure probably some members of St. Matthew's Parish also found it difficult to like that particular billboard. But yeah, on the whole, I think they're pretty positive. Probably just backtracking a little bit, I wanted to say, because St. Matthew's is an Anglican church and we're a non-denominational church, our ties with the rest of the community are quite broad, which makes us a very strong Christian community. Because as our homilists or presiders that come to the church, they're from the Methodist, they're from the Anglican, the Catholic, we have Baptist ministers, you name it. If there's a Christian person with faith in their heart who's done some sort of seminary training, they're here, you know, once every couple of months doing their little bit to support our community, our unique community.
How did you come to the church?
Oh, when I was 19, I came up to Auckland as a young, not out man. And used to sit at the very back of the church, and at the end of the church service I used to run away before anyone spoke to me. I wasn't quite ready to come out, but, you know, it was just a bit of a learning curve for me, just sort of meeting other people who came from faith backgrounds and were already happy with their sexuality. I having come from a very conservative background, I wasn't quite ready to embrace that aspect of myself. And yeah, I think it's all about finding that balance, and Auckland Community Church definitely helped me find that balance, and that's probably where my heart is, and that's why I've written the books, Memoirs of a Undercover Angel, a trilogy, Body, Mind and Soul, because it is, at the end of the day, all about finding that balance in life.
What do you get out of spirituality or religion?
I think having a belief system that there is something more than just yourself out there, and just a knowledge that at the end of the day, when things seem so crazy and, you know, you just don't know where life is heading, somehow all the bits, you don't need to make sense of it, they're all going to come together and things are going to be right. I think one of the big messages over in America and stuff, when they're talking to young teenagers who are struggling with sexual identity issues and also self-esteem issues, you know. And as a young teenager, I struggled with those issues and thought about suicide and got pretty black and in a dark place, is that, you know, tomorrow's going to get better. Tomorrow's always better. And those are really powerful things to hold on to. And with a faith, you know, you can really hold on to the light, you know. It may seem like a dark tunnel, but at the end of that tunnel is a beautiful white light. And the closer you get to it, the brighter it gets, and the happier you feel, the more love you have in your heart, and it does make a difference in your life.
Do you still find that there are people that come and sit in the back of the church and then scurry away afterwards?
Yeah, there are people like that, and it's so funny because it's like, that was me 10 years ago, or maybe a little bit longer ago now. yeah. Quite often, those people that do come in, what they want is just to connect, because they were feeling like I did, you know, probably 15 or 19 years ago, sitting in that back feeling so lonely and misunderstood, and as if no one had a clue what was going on inside of them. And I remember this elderly gentleman coming in one time, because it's not always the young people that are struggling with their sexuality issues, and he was sitting behind me. And I just realized at one point that this was kind of a big thing for him, coming to St. Matthew's in the city, coming to Auckland Community Church. And I just reached out and I put my hand on his back and I said, it's okay, God loves you, it's okay. And he said, but how can God love me? And I said to him, because he does. God's love is unconditional. I'd like to think that that was a bit of a turning point in his life, because it, you know, he was almost sobbing there. It's just, when you're struggling with your sexuality issues, whether you have a faith background or not, but mostly people that do come from a faith background, at some point they have to unlearn everything. And you're probably a person, if you continue with your faith, carrying a huge amount of baggage around with you, which can lead to internalized homophobia. And it's a huge, huge issue. And it's not until you throw it off and say, well, to hell with what everyone else thinks. I know what my relationship with God is like, and I know that it's real and that it's strong and that he does love me. And you stop listening to everyone else who might be preaching a different talk. And if you go to a conservative Christian church, you will know that there will be the pastors out there that are preaching hate, that are preaching lies, you know, not necessarily what Jesus was preaching. And that's when you've got to say, well, where is God in that? And I've definitely found God here at Auckland Community Church. So. But you can also find him in the quiet places and on top of a mountain and tramping through the woods. And those can be just as magical and special places too.
Those kind of moments, like with that older chap, do they change your being as well?
Yes, it does. I think when you are in a relationship and you're working hard and you're 9-to-5 job is what it is, and you're just making ends meet, it's so easy to become apathetic in life and to kind of forget about, you know, how difficult it is for the young people and even the older people that are struggling out there. And you end up not connecting with people. And yet, you know, your story, my story, perhaps can change people's lives and give them hope. And I think when people have hope in their lives, they're not going to make bad mistakes. They're going to see the light at the end of the tunnel and they're going to want to follow it. So it does change you. It makes you realize that through all the good and the bad, that, you know, if you can take someone's hand and just bring them up another couple of steps, you know, if we're all on the same journey and it's all up the mountain, you know, if you can meet them at the lower part of the mountain, what is it, base camp, and just take them up another rung, another few steps, and if they're happy there, then that's good, you know. And it doesn't matter if you return to base camp, you know, it's sort of all part of the journey.
Has your faith ever been questioned? Or have you ever questioned your own faith?
That's probably a good question. I have a partner who's an atheist, so you know, having been in a committed relationship for the last 14 years, he wasn't always an atheist, but he was from a Catholic background. And I completely understand when people, you know, from a gay lesbian background and a faith background just decide to completely throw off the religious shackles and, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with that. I think it's a very brave decision, and I don't belittle that decision at all. I think, you know, a lot of people can get on with their lives without necessarily faith, but they've got love in their lives, and I think that's the most important thing. To me, Jesus was love, and that's the message. So, you know, some people really do need faith in their lives, and they need Jesus in their lives because they're missing out on love, and some people maybe don't.
So did that make you question your own faith?
I probably questioned my faith more when I was younger, but I've just had so many experiences while growing up that just completely rocked my world and took me from, you know, a very shy teenager to someone who was bold and ready to embrace the world and, you know, finally embrace my sexuality as well. So I'm rather fortunate that I've always felt a very close relationship with God, and happy to share that with people. But no, I've probably never questioned my faith like some people. I've definitely had times in my life where I haven't been going to church regularly, or you know, been investing that time in my spirituality, and you know, maybe those have been good times in my life too, where I've been getting a balance and been focusing more on my sexuality or my mind in many ways. Yeah.
Does the church have an outreach program?
We do. We have an outreach program to one of the prisons, and we go and visit them, and we run a service there, I think, once a fortnight. And there are a few members of our congregation which are part of a circle of friends which help support inmates who may have been sexual abusers or something like that come into the community, and we're there to basically keep them on the straight and narrow and hopefully give them, you know, a framework and a support network, a friendship to sort of be guided. An outreach program, we're always interested in connecting with our community, both the gay and lesbian community, but also the community at large. We want to, you know, be a presence, especially with the gay amendment bill coming up, to sort of say not all Christian churches are against gay marriage, and we're, you know, the board at Auckland Community Church unanimously support gay marriage. So yeah, we're very passionate and about that. I am, especially March the 24th. I'm getting married. I don't care what they say.
And today, of course, was the big gay out, and you guys were there?
Yeah, it was great. It was a fantastic day. It was so hot, but we had a great turnout. And lots of Auckland Community Church had baked biscuits, and so we were handing out biscuits, and I'd made chocolate, fruit, spice biscuits. I'd started with a basic recipe, but I decided, no, I want everything in there. So in my way, they were rainbow biscuits. The organ has just recently been replaced, and it is a beautiful instrument. The preparers for each Auckland Community Church service have a different take depending on their denominational background. Sometimes we'll have a very Catholic sounding or Anglican sounding church service. If I'm running the service, maybe you'll get a little bit more happy clappy, and we'll get some Hillsong going, and we'll be shout to the Lord and all of that. And you know, maybe I bring in a younger vibe into the church, which is hopefully refreshing. I hope I don't turn some people away, but yeah, we definitely have a variety, and I think that's important about Auckland Community Church. You know, it's not the same flavour every week.
Talk to me about the kind of demographic of the congregation. Who comes?
Who comes? we have a wide-ranging demographic. We've quite often got young people that will come in and just sort of check out the church for 3 or 4 weeks, and sometimes I think maybe they've been going to church and they've just had a pastor who's done a anti-gay lesbian speech and they've turned off that, and then they turn up at our church feeling all sort of beaten up by the whole experience, but they end up going back to their original churches, and it's just nice for them to be supported by our church just in the interim and realise that they don't have to take to heart what their minister might be telling them as the gospel, because he's not necessarily preaching God's gospel, which is love. So our demographic, yep, we've got some young people, we've got some old people, and we've got some middle-aged people, and the more the merrier. We want as wide a range of demographic as we can get.